Today's Cotton Newsline is one cut. It features Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
USDA is providing weekly updates on the amount of funding that's been paid to producers by commodity as well as by state. While there were a number of questions and some confusion in the early days of the sign-up period, we believe at this point most of that has been cleared up now by USDA thanks to their outreach to stakeholders as well as webinars and other resources that they're providing to producers. And so we appreciate the work that USDA and Farm Service Agency are doing to try to make this program as streamlined and simple as possible for producers to sign up. And certainly it's going to be helpful for those cotton producers that still had 2019 production that had not been marketed or priced and will be eligible for the CFAP payments. Going forward, the National Cotton Council is continuing to engage daily with congressional offices to continue to help build support for the industry's recommendations to provide broad-based relief in response to the COVID impacts, not only for producers based on the 2020 crop that is being produced now, but also for our merchandiser community, as well as the textile manufacturers and others within the cotton and cottonseed supply chain, all which are being impacted by demand destruction and depressed commodity prices. Those efforts will continue, as it looks like now the focus will be in the Senate on trying to develop the next COVID relief package, but the timeline seems to be slipping some on when that will happen. At this point, probably those negotiations and discussions will not begin in earnest until at least July.